Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the off-season podcast. My name is Jake O'Brien. I'm joined by not only the one and only
Jack Blando.
And oh man, do we have a treat for you guys today? We have the one and only, quote unquote, NBA intellectual,
self-proclaimed,
based NBA fan of all time, Tyler Scare. Can you give it a clap for Tyler Scare?
I'm literally the least based fan out of anybody in this room. Right, you guys think whatever. The Sixers and the Knicks just are both going to be in the NBA Finals?
I think the Sixers suck.
So. Actually, that can't happen.
Yeah, I know.
This guy.
That's how off-base
we are. So yeah, Ty, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
For everybody who listens, I was supposed to be on before the playoffs, but they didn't want me on anymore because they knew I was going to correct their
His booty's a little
ways.
Bit sore.
Yeah, he's still a little butthurt. It's all right. Anyway, so today, kind of a spur of the moment kind of episode, but we're going to be giving, we're going to do a little bit of a draft.
Jake, I have a question.
Okay.
So my battery's at 5% right now.
Yep.
2 hours and 37 minutes until it's charged. Could your computer last?
Why would you need to...
I'm still at 13, so maybe. But realistically, it shuts off at, like, 3.
Okay, but why would you need it
to... Dude, my computer is at, like, 70-something, and the cold has drained at 70%.
Yeah. I swear, I had this theory the other day that Apple, like, they slowly, like... Like, they have, like, a button that they press for every generation. Like, a new phone comes out, and they press a button, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to screw all the batteries on this phone.
It's the iOS updates.
Yeah. I think that's what they're doing. I because my Apple Watch dies in, like, 20 minutes.
Now. Yeah. No, that's why I have a supercharger for my phone now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's absurd. Yeah. Anyway, Apple's just a bunch of money stealing.
User-friendly, though.
Sponsor us, please.
User-friendly.
User-friendly. All right, so basically what we're going to be doing today is, in light of the All-Star game coming up in a month and a half, we have a decent bit of time left, but, we're going to draft teams for the All-Star game.
These Philly fans are getting really excited about the NBA all of a sudden. They are fully back on board.
We're back. We're so back. But anyway, we're going to draft teams. So basically the premise is... we're going to do a snake draft, which we'll decide by duck race in a few minutes. But each team has to draft a point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center. That's pretty standard. And then on the bench, you have to draft a guard, a forward, and a center. So total 8 players.
We're not going stereotypical power forward, right?
No, you can like kind of be versatile with your lineup if you want to be.
Small ball, thank you.
Yeah. So anyway.
Big ball, how about that?
Oh.
Nice.
Nice. So, Blanda, do you have it up?
Oh, my gosh. So, we got in the top third lane, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers 1970 uniform, Jake.
This is for the draft pick, by the way. Yep.
The pink Tyler in the middle lane, and I am a strawberry duck in the bottom first lane. And, yes, the volume is at 100 for everything. And they're going, and they're racing, and Tyler's in a slight lead.
Come on.
Slight lead.
Come on.
Jake's going up second. I am in dead last right now, but I'm making a little bit of a move. Tyler is, thought
I,
it was
I want to be last with 10 seconds left. I want to be last.
Here we go. It's pushing. Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone just, no one wants to win right now. Restart, oh, there goes Tyler. Jake's
oh,
making a
I don't like
push.
Blanis.
5
no.
seconds. 4 seconds.
Keep going, keep
three,
going, keep going.
2, second
pick,
1.
Pick,
yes! Over. Yes! Wins. The Pittsburgh
yes!
Steelers. Jake, Tyler, me. And we're snaking it. If you don't know what a snake is, then you shouldn't be listening.
All right, now I do have a question. Does... This is just, like... Okay. Now, obviously, the best player in the league is Nikola Jokic.
Yep.
So, but my question is, Jokic does not give a flying F about the All-Star game. So Jokic is probably one of the worst players to pick in the All-Star game just because he doesn't try.
I completely agree with you.
So
why are you asking us this?
Because are we going by, like... Because, like, LeBron would be, a literal top three pick in the All-Star game, probably. Mm. Are we going by the best players? Like, okay, everyone's trying their absolute
Jake, how
hardest.
About you build your team?
I think you go with whatever you want.
All right, well, I'm
going to... Are we writing down our teams?
I'm going to write this down.
Yeah, someone needs to write down the teams.
I am also writing down the teams.
Oh. There we go. We just have Ty do it. He can be our stats guy like AB used to be before he left us.
All right, so with the first overall pick, it's pretty clear.
Is there a page to look at who's leading right now in the All-Star
game? I mean, it opened up on Christmas, I think.
It's never too early.
But, I mean, it'd probably be ESPN.
Okay. Sorry.
It doesn't really matter who is picked.
Yeah, but there's just some guys I'm definitely forgetting about.
Do you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just, I guess, go put it, like, position. Like, okay, he drafted a center.
Mm-hmm.
Phil's okay. You know what I mean? All right. I guess I'll keep track too, just so I can know who's taken. The first overall pick, I'm gonna go with the best player in the league. Judging off of that, everyone's trying in this basketball game and they're giving their full effort. I'm going Nikola Jokic.
I will say it is a new format for this year, four teams.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how competitive it's actually gonna be, but new format. Who knows?
This is what I need.
Jokic might actually try. Doubt it, but clearly the best basketball player in the league. I don't think it's particularly close.
No, it's not. And it's just he's just as versatile as it gets as a center, creative. You can't double him. You can't have him in like you can have one player guard him either. It's he's unbelievable.
That was Cam Thomas above Cat and Brunson. The frick.
I mean, we watched. Playoff matches with Gobert,
Paolo?
Anthony Davis, and he just torches them 1v1, and then they double him, and then he just finds
you. You put a small, like, you know, and this is my, like, you could put, like, Drew Holiday on someone like Embiid, and, like, sure, they'll get their points or whatever, but Drew Holiday can actually hold his own. I don't think that even throwing Drew Holiday or a smaller guard or someone super athletic can guard someone like Jokic. No.
Yeah,
So, and at the same time, you sacrifice having your big off of another big, and, you know, you have a smaller guard on a big. He causes problems, just his presence alone. Even if he has a bad game, he's going to cause problems.
Yeah, he will be a top 15, 10 NBA player of all time.
Yeah. So, with that being said, I have Jokic first pick.
All right, cool.
Do you disagree with something?
I think it's too early to say right now.
Mm.
How many MVPs does he have?
He's about to get his fourth.
Well, that's the second pick, Ty.
He has his fourth. He's about to get his fourth.
Uh-huh.
He has one championship. Two championships.
He's got one.
Start winning me some more championships so we can talk.
He is 28. Giannis still only has one.
Well, I didn't say Giannis was a top 15 player ever either, so.
That's true. I think Jokic is
on his way.
Definitely better than him.
Is he on his way? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Jokic is better than Giannis. On his way to be a top 15 player ever? Sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
We can go with that.
I think he might even crack top 10 by the end.
He has to win three more championships minimum to be top 10. All
right. We'll be here for an hour discussing this.
He needs at least three more championships.
No, because there's players in the top 10 that don't have three championships.
Can we talk about our top...
No.
Next time.
That's a next time conversation.
You guys.
Who's in your top 10 that doesn't have, like, three or four championships?
Hakeem.
Hakeem Olajuwon is not in your top 10.
He most definitely
for
is.
Some people, it's Wilt Chamberlain. I think Nikola Jokic is a better offensive player than Wilt Chamberlain is. And for all the people who say Wilt Chamberlain's the most dominant offensive player, Jokic can do everything that he does and better.
Yeah, Olajuwon is not in the top 10 for me. You think Curry's in the top 10?
Yes.
Top 15?
Yes.
Okay.
Curry's
okay.
Top 10.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thought we're on the same page there.
Yes.
How many does Magic have?
Five.
He has five.
Yeah. You taking Magic over Jokic?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking, no. But I think, like, if Jokic even wants to sneak into the top 10, he'd have to have a better career than, I'd say, Wilt. Wilt's probably, like, that 10-11 guy. All right, okay, again.
Second pick?
Yeah, Ty, please go ahead, second pick.
A man who will probably never win an MVP as long as Nikola Jokic is in the league, unless voter fatigue comes, is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Dang, that's a great pick.
It's a great pick.
It's a great pick.
And the two Knicks are about to come off the board, thank goodness.
Oh, my word.
No, are you playing him at point guard or shooting guard?
At point guard.
Point guard, yeah.
I'm taking Giannis.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. Then you have another one here.
Yeah, I know. But I got to think about this, because am I playing him? He's a power forward.
Could play him at center.
Well, he's a front court. So on the All-Star voting, it has front court and back court. Are we doing three front courts and two back courts? Can
no,
we say that?
You pick whatever you want. If you want to have
like I said,
Jokic,
the lineup is versatile. You could have Giannis at center.
Okay, all right.
The All-Star should change the way that they do it.
Oh, yeah, I was just asking, guys. Yeah. My bad.
No, I was just expecting.
Gosh.
You don't have to be butthurt about it.
I'm a little bit butthurt about it.
You shouldn't be.
If Cam Thomas actually gets drafted, I'm going to be so mad.
Okay.
I will also be mad. I would
be pissed.
Most one-dimensional player ever.
Now, are we saying injury-free?
Injury-free.
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 Okay.
You have to have played a minimum of 10 games, though.
So, no Paolo.
Correct. He played the first three games.
Or Kawhi.
Yep.
I don't even know if Paul George played 10 games yet.
No, I don't think so.
I don't even think I'd want him.
Or Joel.
I guess Joel's not. Yeah. Wow.
Sixers should be off the list. All Sixers should be off the
list. Are we doing, like, constructing a team or, like, best players?
Whatever you...
Because I feel like there should be no more than two superstars on a team. Because then the ball doesn't get passed around. The three superstars
You're creating the best team.
Whatever you think.
The best team?
Yes. Because someone like freaking, I don't know, who's an elite glue guy in the NBA?
Josh Hart.
Okay.
Like, I'm saying, like, I'm taking Josh Hart at some point.
Derek White is the epitome.
Yeah, Derek White, like, I'm not drafting Derek White in this draft.
Okay. I might be taking Josh Hart.
I might have him on my bench.
Josh Hart doesn't need the ball in his hands.
Oh my God.
You do whatever you want. If you draft Josh Hart, do that, please.
You are drafting the best team.
Draft Deuce too.
Oh my word. So much better than Derek White. No, I'm just messing. I'm messing.
Some good crackers.
I'm going Luka.
Okay. Now, where are you playing in?
Some heliocentric ball right here.
Gosh, Giannis and freaking Luka, bro.
I'm going back court. I don't know.
I can
switch
it later.
I don't know yet. We'll throw him at the.
I can
shooting guard to start.
I can switch it too.
Okay.
I am taking the next best guy available. It's kind of fitting that we're taking probably the top five finishers in MVP voting, most likely for the season. I'm taking Jason Tatum. I think he is.
Where else would he play?
Extremely underrated. Somehow. He should make an all defensive team. He's an elite.
He's gross.
He's an elite.
He's just so good.
Yeah. That's all I need to say.
I was kind of hoping he'd follow me there, but I didn't think he would.
You got to remember who you're playing with. Someone who actually knows ball, not just a Knicks fan.
Spare me.
Dude.
Wow, the hate is
like,
crazy.
It's insane.
The hate is crazy.
I'm taking Mario Hezonja against the Lakers, all right? Like, please.
Spare me.
I'm going to pick Mario Hezonja.
Damian Dotson doesn't need the ball in his hands. Spot up corner three shooter. Like.
That's tough.
Yo, there are some sleepers the farther you get down here.
You're going too far then.
That's really tough.
It's 24 players that we're drafting.
Each or just in total? In total. I like the sleepers though. Because if I'm building a team, like, two people are ball dominant. That's how you build a successful team. Not three. Three doesn't work.
People who aren't ball dominant, isn't that awesome? The Rock's gonna be passing in my my team. I'm hoping someone drops to me that I desperately want.
All right. Man, this is tough. This is tough. All right, I think a safe pick here.
I'd like to hear safe pick.
Now, I want someone. So I have Jokic. So I want someone who can cut into the basket, make plays off the ball, but also do a little magic on the ball. So I'm gonna take the guy with the best hops in the NBA right now, and that's Anthony Edwards.
Good pick. I like that pick.
So I'm gonna take Ant there, and then with my second pick, oh my gosh, that would be so crazy. I don't know if I can do it though. Dude. You know what? I'm gonna get a little funnier. I don't care. I'm taking Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, I need to tie one of them.
The unicorn himself. We'll talk about if we can trade later on.
Dude, Victor and Nicola? What the frick?
Yeah, that's the cheat code.
I'm playing 1v1 before. Dude, he can spot up and shoot a three.
Truly don't know how you stop something like that. Anthony Edwards just getting free looks all game long.
Oh my god.
He's taking 8 attempts from 3 this year, shooting 43%. He's going to get wide open looks and shoot 60.
Yeah, I'm going 1v1.
I like that. Yep, and see, I don't know who to pick anymore.
There was someone I was looking at, but I didn't think it was just Wemby, man. It's just unreal.
Gosh.
Kind of sniped Tyler.
That sucks. I was going to draft either one of them.
Let's go.
I hate the Knicks.
Well, do you guys know... Bilal Coulibaly is in the top 10 for minutes played in the NBA.
Yeah, it's because he's on Washington. Frick me, man. I feel like there's such a downgrade now. From those top
it kind
of
is. It kind of is.
Gosh, frick.
I love the Knicks roster, man.
I'm at 8% right now, man.
Dude, it's fine. I'm cruising. I'm already up to 24.
All right, I'll need that in like 2 minutes.
Okay, dude, I love how the Knicks are constructed. You got two ball-dominant players. You got two guys that are spot-up shooters that play lights-out defense, and then the ultimate glue guy in Josh Hart. It's just, I love them. Like, they're so good. They're so much fun to watch.
I'm going to take Towns.
Ooh.
I think him shooting is just an incredibly vital thing to have.
Okay.
He's no Wemby, but clearly because he got outshone on Christmas Day by a guy.
Are you playing at center?
Well, that's why Mikal's worth 18 first.
Are you playing at center?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, Cat at the four is horrible.
I think with my next pick, you'll kind of understand. Because he can't guard.
I already have a feeling that I already know who you're going to pick.
Yeah, who's that?
I'm not going to say it, but I have a feeling.
I mean, you're not going to pick.
Oh, yeah. I mean, He's not going to pick. I'll wait till after he picks.
He's not going to pick.
I have a feeling I know.
Here comes a Dyson Daniels pick right here.
I'm gonna go.
I'm putting Luka at your point guard, by the way.
No,
he's not playing anything else.
He's playing the two.
Yeah, right. Luka doesn't listen to his coaches.
Yeah, no.
Oh my goodness.
Unless you're bald and ugly.
And you're neither of those things, Blaine.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, man. I think he'll fall back to me coming back around. So I'm gonna go.
I wanna see the Luka Brunson pair again.
I'm doing Dame. At point guard.
All right, Damien's playing your two.
And I'm... No, he's playing my one. Put Luka at the two.
He's not playing the two.
Yes, he is. Why can't I decide how my team looks?
Because Luka not decides. Carrying the ball up. Yeah. Lillard's not carrying the ball.
That's
up
fine.
You ever see Kyrie take the ball up?
It's fine. Dame has shown me that he can play without the ball in his hands and then with Giannis this year. So...
I agree. He's playing better.
And then I'm taking AD.
I literally was going to say Ty is taking Anthony Davis if he drops to him. I knew that was.
And AD will play my center and give me some defensive.
All right. Well, yeah. If you were to draft a team to counter this duo I have, it's probably what you have right now.
Yeah, and I have nothing.
Which is Giannis and AD.
I have nothing to sign.
And then Kat is.
Cat. Dude, he's such a defensive liability. You tried to tell me that, dude. He's horrible. Bro, he's so bad defensively.
Webby's freaking clamping him outside. Why I wanted
AD.
Dude, he's so bad defensively. It's unbelievable.
Hey, if you take
they're shooting 70% at the rim when he's...
And you tried to play him at the four? Can you imagine him trying to...
Bro, because AD was going to play the five.
Dude, you can get a Gobert.
Doesn't he already? No, you have Anthony Edwards. I was about to say he's recreating a Western Conference final run right there.
Okay, honestly, I didn't think he was going to fall to me at this pick. Am I really about to have two Knicks players on my team? Is Jalen Brunson that underrated? Has Jalen Brunson become underrated?
I think regardless
of what he does, he'll be under.
I think some of his shine has definitely worn off because they actually have a legitimate other superstar now. Like, Kat is legitimately a superstar now in New York, and I think that Brunson kind of, like, he's our savior moment has kind of wore off. But, I mean, they've thrown two on him. They've thrown someone tall, someone short. They've thrown two tall guys, and they have yet to figure him out.
Yeah.
You're taking Brunson?
I am taking. Mm-hmm. I think he's just far too valuable to that Knicks team. I think there's a big difference in taking Brunson out of that team and taking Kat out of the team.
I would agree with that.
That's pretty good. Alright. Okay. So I think my first pick's kind of a lock.
LeBron.
No, I'm taking Kevin Durant.
KD.
Yeah. I'm playing him at small forward.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could play Wemby at guard at this point.
Wemby does carry the ball. I can't believe
how coordinated he is for being, like, 7'2".
Yeah, it's...
7'4".
It's, like, crazy. And he's pulling up on, like, little tights, like, basketball hoop from, like, 38
feet away. Did you guys see the 360 layup that he pulled off the other night? Just, he caught the ball... Yeah. Can I have the charger, please, by the way? I'm going to die. Thanks, Papa. Now...
31%, dude. I was on 1% milk, yeah, and I'm back up.
You're cooking.
Bro, what's that thing you got up?
VoteNBA.com. And it's just got all the leaders right there. And lo and behold, the fifth best vote getter right now is Paolo Banchero, who has yet to step on the floor.
I don't think it was that what I typed in. VoteNBA.com?
Yeah, and then I just pressed vote, and then I got this page up. And I could put on filters of, like, Eastern Conference, Western Conference positions.
For those at home who don't know what we're looking at, here you go. If you want to follow along, tell us that we should pick Dyson Daniels.
I have a tough. I'm in a tough spot.
I went like vote now or something like that. Oh yeah, you're there now. Pick a player. Press on the empty spot. And get rid of the filters.
We're in there.
You know what?
Who did you pick?
I'm gonna do it.
KD. That's who you picked.
I picked KD.
So you got five now.
No, I need a point guard still.
Oh okay.
And that's what I'm taking.
LaMelo.
The greatest of all time, LeBron James.
Man, that's a freaking massive team. It's crazy.
Wait, so read off your five now.
So I'm going to play LeBron at point guard. Anthony Edwards, Durant, Wemby, Jokic.
Dude, that front court, that 4-5 combo is ridiculous.
For all who don't know, LeBron James is averaging 9 assists in his age 40 season.
It's just unreal.
Someone make that make sense. I've been out of soccer for 2.5 years. I think about playing soccer and I get tired.
Yeah. It's unreal what he's doing. He's obviously taking a step back this year. Minutes, points. I mean, he's still so efficient.
I mean, I would hope minutes.
And he's still so efficient.
People still hate on him because they think he's supposed to carry.
He's freaking 40 years old. Dude's supposed to be in retirement by now.
When have we ever asked any player at 40 years old to carry a team?
Yeah, it's unreal. All right, anyway, Ty is back on the clock. Still needs a center.
I might just skip the center position right now. And
no, Joel's kind of tough.
Keep going down. Well, let's check.
How many games Joel played this year? I should know, but I can't be bothered.
To be honest, since we didn't have him in originally, he probably shouldn't be added right now. He's played 9 games.
Oh.
Paul George has played 18, but he's shooting 40-31 right now, so I doubt that he would even be in consideration for that spot. So, yes, we did sign him.
Oh, man.
Great work. I think I might just go to a bench position. Skip my five altogether.
He's gonna be trading for Wemby or
you're not getting him.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30 first round picks are up for grabs if you want them.
Dude, you can get Sengun
for
or Bam,
or just put Cat at the five and have AD and Jokic go to
town. Al Horford's doing all right.
Frick the Celtics.
Dude, you can pick Porzingis and he can roll his ankle.
Dude,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take a top 10 player of all time while he's still doing something.
Oh, Curry.
So I'm going to take Steph Curry because
it's a good pick.
In a team where he doesn't have to do everything, I can't imagine what he'd actually do. So there's my guard position for my
I'd start over Brunson.
I thought about it.
I thought about it, and then I've stopped thinking about it.
Yeah, okay.
Clearly.
The Knicks would actually win the finals if they had stuff.
Yeah, in 2015.
Bledsoe is a small forward and is on the clock.
I am, and
Steph Curry hate.
It's pretty much a no-brainer for me.
DeMar DeRozan.
Listen,
RJ Barrett.
He's had some off games.
Oh, it's definitely RJ.
But when he's been on, he has been on, and it's someone that I feel like doesn't necessarily needs the ball, but like, hey, I can leave him on the court when my subs come in.
Are you talking about Franz Wagner?
I'm taking Jaylen Brown. Okay. And taking him at my small forward.
Is Jaylen Brown a starter, though?
I don't know yet, but that was a need, and I'm willing to take him.
Versatile defender as well.
Are we going to do just 10 spots on the bench or 5 spots on the bench?
5.
Instead of 3? Can we do 5?
Do you want to do 5?
I want to do 5. I want to build like a whole team.
All right, so 2 guards, 2 forwards, and a center.
We are moving, okay. I will say.
All right. Yes, you need 2 guards.
So 4 guards in total, 4 forwards, and 2 centers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a head coach. Thoughts?
If you pick Tom Thibodeau, you're killing your team.
Especially when you only have 10 players. He'll only play 6 of them.
Anyway, go ahead, Lena.
Alright, who's my sixth man of the year? Low key.
Peyton Pritchard, here we come.
Dude,
oh
low key DeAndre Hunter, but I'm not.
Oh my god.
Are you
that is a
I just threw up.
That's the second most underrated player in the league right now because his team sucks. No, I'm taking LaMelo.
Okay. I don't hate it.
I very much hate it.
That's fine.
So the way I think about these teams, not to say that LaMelo doesn't deserve to, he is a good player.
I don't hate it.
Someone in Charlotte and Washington have to score the points for the team. Washington still doesn't have that guy.
We thought it was Kuzma.
We thought it was going to be Poole.
Yeah.
And then it was Alex Saar, and none of them can do it.
None of them.
So LaMelo is the only one who can actually do anything in Charlotte.
I feel like the glaring problems that LaMelo has with his game would be magnified on 27 of...
of
NBA.
He pulls up from like 35 feet, 17 seconds left on the shot clock, just because that's what he does. He's just a human highlight reel. But on a winning team, that's just...
Well, he's not starting on my winning team.
I agree. I think he would have been picked. I think it might be a little too early.
No, you don't see the vision when I have the vision right now. So,
it's fair. All right, yeah, I mean, it's valid. All right, Ty is back on the clock. Still needs a center.
Yeah, I don't think my center's going to be picked for a while.
Ty, you have so many options here, dude.
Ty's just going to get a role player there. Call it a day.
Ty, just throw DeMontis Sabonis in there and call it a day.
Oh, my word.
Shout out Mike Brown. I'm sorry you got fired
for
your organization signing DeMar DeRozan.
Dude, yeah, literally, he was literally a coach of the year candidate 2 years ago.
Why not Vucevic? That's who it's going to end up being at some point. It's who it's going to end up being.
I mean, I have Hartenstein.
Mike Brown just got fired. They are 12th. They are 24th in the league at field goal attempts. They're 24th in the league at three-point percentage. So the probably six teams below them are Portland, Charlotte, Washington, Detroit.
Utah.
So probably the worst teams in the NBA. De'Aaron's at 33, which is like third on the team somehow. DeMar is shooting 30. Keegan Murray, who once was a 40%, is shooting 29.
Keegan.
Kevin Huerter, who all he was known for was shooting, is at 31. When that's like seven of your best players shooting 32 and below. Not your fault.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... They're shockingly horrendous. I just don't understand, because, like, who are you going out and getting that's better?
Well, they signed DeMar. They used all that money.
No, I meant, like, the coach. Like, who are you... Who's going on a contract with you, and you're going to be better? I can't think of an NBA coach that's available right now that's going to solve your problems.
Is Phil Jackson still alive?
I don't think Phil Jackson's saving things right
Let's
now.
Let's play some triangle. De'Aaron Fox, Domas, and... DeMar?
Facts. Have some bonus. If he gets doubled, kick it out to Huerter. Brick.
They never should have traded Haliburton.
No, I mean, that's... We all know that was the mistake.
But anyway,
Haliburton
sucks right now.
Sucks.
Thank
he was on Team USA.
Deserved.
Over Brunson?
Yeah.
Hallie had a good year, dude. Don't disrespect.
I'm not disrespecting it, but...
Who won their matchup?
We're even... Dude, everyone died.
Who won their matchup?
Dude, everyone died. Okay. Everyone died. And they still took them to seven.
You still didn't say it.
Pacers won in seven. Okay. After Brunson broke his hand, Julius Randle dislocated his shoulder, Mitch got fouled by the dirtiest player in the league, statistically speaking.
It's playoffs, so let's...
And look how much better we were. We have a brilliant front office.
Coach who's gonna get the wall injured. No wonder they all got injured. Wasn't that funny?
My word.
It's kind of
because all of them but one.
We should probably get Derrick Rose on the podcast. See what Derrick Rose feels about the situation.
Shout out to the Sixers who beat the Bulls that year.
Thanks, Tibbs.
Thanks, Tibbs. We weren't really far that year, as you can tell.
All right, my pick.
Tie.
Probably the most underrated player in the NBA.
Top team. Guys, we can't say this on every pick.
Top team in the NBA right now, led by their leader, Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, I knew that was loaded. I was gonna pick him too.
I hate him.
For some reason, I don't like him either.
I'm such a big Knicks fan. Let me go sign a contract extension in Cleveland. And then he's a Mets fan? Like, dude, get out of here. You belong in Ohio. Like, I hate him.
That's awful. All right. So, I'm on my bench now. And I'm just...
Rudy Gobert, let's go.
Can we just, like, center starve him and then get picks? Like, cause he's gonna be desperate.
I mean, theoretically, I'm good. Wow, I do not peep. RJ Barrett's averaging 23 a game right now.
That is a better example of what he said about LaMelo happening in Toronto.
Yeah, that's actually insane.
He's a small league player.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
Like, RJ's more of what Ty said about LaMelo than LaMelo is.
I would agree. LaMelo actually has some qualities that can translate to a good team.
Dude, he's averaging 7 assists a game, LaMelo. Like, he's not a bad point guard.
No. I just think...
Assists on that team.
I think
that had Bridges out
for
most of
the year.
When you
watch the games and you see what he does, like, that doesn't translate as well. It's like the things that Steph was doing in 2016, except Steph is Steph. LaMelo tries those things and breaks them.
Hey, I like a guy shooting the rock off the bench.
So, first pick, I'm gonna take Devin Booker.
Shout out MK.
Shout out. And my second pick, I'm gonna go with someone a little more defensive. Having a great year, Evan Mobley. Oh no!
Shoot.
Center serve.
Give me your picks, bud. Yeah,
we're taking Evan Mobley. Why would you take Evan?
Just so I can have a nice bench guy. Now I don't have to worry about center, so.
Alright, I might never
as he has
center.
Four of them.
Grandy Towns, welcome to the center position, Steph. Inserted into starting lineup. Yes, I'm playing Steph SGA Brunson. I'm getting torched on the perimeter. I'm getting torched down low. I have no hope. But we will score 200 points. And I am proud of that.
As he gives up 250.
Yep. I might as well welcome Cam Thomas to the team while we're at it. Just make my life worse. Oh, frick. Why is Zion on this list for MVP voting? Didn't say he played like 2 games? Oh, Jaren Jackson looking finer and finer the more and more. All right, I'll take JJJ.
Dang.
He's going to be on the list.
Jaren Jackson Jr., for those who are illiterate.
Or don't know ball, because he's a baller.
He is a baller. Memphis Grizzlies, shout out Memphis. Injuries last year, John Morant. He got off Instagram Live, and look how they're doing.
Where are you throwing him?
In my starting lineup. He's my only serviceable defender.
Yeah, but center or power forward?
A center.
Okay. So Cat's still playing your 4.
Yeah, Cat's a 4.
I knew he would be there.
That's why I didn't pick him.
I don't feel like it's too early now. Can I hear my team? I don't have it in front of me.
Yes, sir. You have Luka at your point guard.
Nope.
Dame at your shooting
guard.
Okay,
just switch those two.
Jaylen Brown at your 3. Giannis at the 4. AD at the 5. LaMelo shooting bricks off the bench.
I'm gonna go.
Imagine Luka and LaMelo.
I'm gonna go
playing at the same time.
Actually,
Luka
under
would kill himself.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Say it to my face.
I said, imagine Luka and LaMelo playing at the same time. Luka would kill himself.
Oh my gosh, yeah. But that's why they're not. I'm going. Actually, super underrated. Not the most underrated player in the league. People know about him, but he's on the legitimate best team in the league.
Frick me.
I'm taking J-Dub.
Frick. Why?
That's a great pick.
Why? Why would you?
Because I can play him.
Man, I was hoping he was going to roll around to me.
I'm taking small forward, power forward, and center abilities. Yes. He's gross.
J-Dub's really good.
Yeah, if he doesn't make an All-NBA team, I will be upset.
I would be shocked. He's so good at basketball. I just need to see it in the playoffs, but...
Shout out, Santa Clara.
Shout out. Lena has no idea who he's taking.
I don't know who I'm... He's dead right. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
I already know who I'm taking, man. Ty doesn't know ball if he doesn't pick him with this next pick.
I'm...
Mobley killed me.
I'm kind of torn. Like,
he's going to be playing a nice 10 minutes
like,
on my team, probably.
I like Maxey, dude. But can Maxey coexist with LaMelo? I don't really know.
Oh, man. You also already have, like, you have two really bad defensive guards.
When has that ever stopped me? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, Donovan Mitchell. Like, what who... Oh, I'm going to take Drew Holiday with my next pick. Give me a break.
Could take the better player on that team.
Oh, my gosh. Just shut up about Derek White.
I love Derek White.
You know what they got for Derek White?
Pennies.
A few seconds.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't think anyone knew that he was going to be this good, though.
Screw it. J-Dub can play a little bit of defense, right? Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, he's pretty darn good.
I'm going Cade.
Talk about bad team.
Needs a scorer.
Needs a scorer. Cade Cunningham.
Cade has shown a lot of improvement this year.
He has. He's shown a lot of defensive improvement as well.
I mean, he's a large guard. I don't even know what his size is.
I don't know his efficiencies right now, but is he shooting the ball?
Let's check the efficiency. Look at Detroit in the play-in at 14-17.
He's shooting 37 from three.
Let me look.
It's actually...
I actually just had it up.
It's actually...
And I'm here. He's at a .449.
It's pretty good.
His true shooting's a little low. High turnovers. Doesn't do a lot on defense.
Well, that's why he's playing my two.
But, I mean, he's 6'6 for a point guard.
Shooting guard.
I mean, he is averaging 9.7 assists a game.
Yeah. He's not a bad pick.
That's yeah. I respect that.
Get him out of Detroit, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like he's more of a victim to Detroit than he's, like, a good scorer on a bad team.
Yeah.
Just feel like he's
stuck. Never going to be the guy on a team.
Yeah.
But that's why he's coming off the bench. That's my argument for everything at this point.
Tyler is on the clock. Tyler is starting... Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, Brunson, Curry.
Dude, you were worried about this being my team, and you have it.
You have SGA, Brunson, Tatum, Kat, Jaren Jackson Jr., Curry, Mitchell.
I have...
I don't want him looking at my
screen. Non-defensive team. I'll need some defense.
What was the cutoff for games played?
10.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some guys on here that haven't played in a while. I don't know. How many did he play? I got, like, a little sleeper pick. Who probably would have made the All-Star game if he was healthy. He did play 10 games. Oh, let's go.
Frick, he's about to take him. I think he saw my screen. I should have just, like, looked it up somewhere else.
Oh, I might pick him. He might be inserted into the starting lineup.
He should be. He looked at my screen. I'm such an idiot. He had no idea.
I have no idea who you guys are talking about.
He had no idea, man.
Best team in the NBA. One of the best defenders in the NBA.
I honestly don't know how him and Isaiah Hartenstein are going to coexist.
They won't.
So who's getting getting the boot to the bench?
Dang, that's a good pick.
Isaiah.
Dude, that is $80 million for a bench center?
They needed that. That was their only weakness last year.
My pick is Chet Holmgren.
Yeah. Dang, he played just 10 games.
Chet Holmgren will never win the Defensive Player of the Year because...
Wemby exists.
The freak of nature, Wembanyama, who as a rookie got second in Defensive Player of the Year, will win the next 12 years.
No one's going to beat him.
As long as he meets the requirement for the amount of games.
Frick, man. Did you get him from me looking him up?
No.
Just be honest.
Nope.
Frick!
I thought about him, but I didn't think he played enough games. But he did play 10 games.
All right.
I think Chet Holmgren might be the best player at not fouling. You're in high school and you're playing basketball, and the coach tells you you just got to jump straight up. Chet Holmgren does that every play.
Does J-Dub play the small four for them? He plays the four, and Dort plays the three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Caruso,
Keyson Wallace, Isaiah Joe. They switch between undrafted players.
So this makes me really sad, because this player was having such a good year. And unfortunately, his knee just blew up. But I'm going to be taking Franz Wagner with my pick here.
Franz Wagner.
He's a stud.
He's a stud.
Is he going to be a stud when Paolo comes
back?
That's
what I wonder. Because Paolo takes up a lot of their possessions by doing isolation and whatnot, which he's very good at. But the Magic looks so much different because Franz is such a better creator.
Could you argue that they've been better?
I think they were two different offenses. One is focused through Paolo. The other is, when Paolo's not there, is focused through the team, which Franz orchestrates pretty much all by himself.
Yeah. I liked what I saw from, like, a standpoint of can catch and shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Big, versatile defender.
Yeah, he's 6'8".
Yeah, he's,
dude, Chet's second
he
on
has
defensive
a good,
rating.
Yeah.
He has a good handle on the ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell's 8th?
I think they can
on defensive assist, on defensive rating, Donovan Mitchell's 8th.
You gotta think he's probably a lot of those minutes are at Mobley.
Yeah.
He's higher than Mobley on the list. Wow. Okay, sorry. Sorry for interrupting.
No.
He's playing with one of them.
I was shocked.
Mobley or Jared Allen.
Wemby's 41th right now in defensive rating.
I guess with my second pick, he's having a pretty good year. I think I'm gonna go Kyrie. I think I'm gonna go Kyrie. Round out the guards. I have another creative guy that I can go to.
Kyrie folded against Boston in the finals. Right.
Still a great season.
How to play. Remember what team he was playing for.
Tyler Scare is on the clock.
Alright. There's a few options. Well, let's check the stats real quick. Hold on. Wait a minute. You know, I got two Knicks players on my team. And you know who the biggest killer of the Knicks?
Trae Young.
It's Trae Young.
Oh, gosh.
Trae Young owns the Knicks.
So, you do already have...
Three guards. Yeah, I do understand that. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to say we're going to put a limit here.
I just love Trae Young.
I mean, that's fair. But we did have a limit.
Yeah.
Two guards, two forwards.
The rules are the rules.
So therefore, your pick is voided.
I am beat, which means he's definitely not getting picked in this draft. Which I'm sad about.
Yeah, I mean, Cade going over Trae is kind of crazy.
It is. Truly a...
Maybe I just hate him.
That is true, actually.
Definitely
that is,
do.
It is Blander that is picking here.
Frick, man!
I think a product of good player, very bad team, but has shown to be a good player on a good team.
Cam Thomas.
This was back on his in his rookie year.
Dennis
Definitely
Schroeder.
Not Cam Thomas. He sucks all the time.
It's Dennis Schroeder.
He's averaging 27-7. He can't shoot the ball.
He's going RJ.
Underrated defender. No, I'm going with RJ's better teammate.
Scotty Barnes. Good pick. It's a good pick.
And yes, he is better than RJ Barrett.
It's a good pick.
I don't disagree.
Also, an underrated player. Can we shout out the 2021 draft class? My goodness. Were they good? Scotty, Cade, Wagner.
Suggs is turning out pretty
Suggs
good.
Suggs is an all defensive player.
Yeah. He's finding his role very well.
Oh, that was a good draft.
We all thought it was going to be a bad draft, too.
Jalen Green's
he's
doing
Cam Thomas plus
stuff sometimes.
Bro, it's not loading. Jake, Wi-Fi.
It's tough, man. You're on the clock, though.
Brick. Evan Mobley's from that draft. Josh Giddey, oof.
Oof. Gosh.
Why the Bulls trade for him?
Are the Bulls always going to suck? Are the Bulls ever going to get out of the mud? Probably not.
The Bulls have been irrelevant since...
All right, wait.
Out of
I need
2011.
They did have Jordan, so...
Outside of 2011 when Tibbs ruined their chances.
Yeah.
I need a center and a small forward, correct?
You need a center and a forward.
Yeah, center and a forward.
All right.
This will be Blanda's last pick in the draft.
Oh, there's one name that's sticking out to me. That I like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just because he's too young. So I might stay away from him.
Dude, you're talking about Grady Dick.
No, I'm not talking about Grady Dick.
He's fire.
Oh, he's a good player. He's a good player on a bad team, so then he's a mid player on a good team.
He's thinking Tobias.
All right, I'll lock in my backup center.
He's averaging 12 points.
For defensive purposes, because my front court is atrocious defensively, I'm picking Rudy Gobert. For defensive purposes.
They say he started the pandemic.
I think he did.
He 100% did.
Yeah.
All right, so now I need a forward. I like this Scotty Barnes pick. Mikal's kind of jumping off the page. I'm not going to lie.
Mikal has been playing well.
Disgustingly.
Within the past month and a half.
I have to pick a Nick too, right? Can you imagine Josh Hart coming off that bench, man, just gluing everything together? Like, it would be something special, but he's not one of the best players here.
I would rather have OG than Bridges. If you're going to pick
someone. You're joking.
No.
OG over Mikal?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair argument.
Maybe for my team construction off on the bench. Oh, guys, really?
Yeah.
I think it can be discussed. I don't know if I would do it.
Oh, do I just say frick it? I like him. Do I like him?
I mean, Randall's available. All
right, I'm going to get your reaction. I'm not locking this in, but I want to see your reaction. I'm thinking Jalen Johnson.
I think he is a guy who can translate onto a way better team.
He could do pretty well on a good team.
I'm thinking Jalen Johnson.
I don't know how
Is an accurate comparison for Jalen Johnson like a Rui Hachimura on a good team? Or is his ceiling a little higher than that?
I think his offensive abilities are higher than Rui's, but his defense is a lot lower.
Well, that's what I looked up. I looked up his defense. He's at a... What does defensive WS mean?
Win shares?
He's at a 0.1, and the 0.115, and the leader's at, like, in the league, it's like a 2.9, or 0.29.
Who's the leader at 2.9?
Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. OKC's kind of gross.
I mean, they are...
like, I'm...
23-5. And Chet's been out for the past month.
Reset the
half.
Filter. Why don't you? It's a little bit like holy crap moment that I just had. Yeah, here we go. Cam Christie on the Clippers, and then it's
okay. They have to have played more than one game.
Yeah, yeah. That,
or
okay, you're
minutes.
Right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. I didn't look at the games
Cam
play
Christie
there.
Is a dog, though.
Holy, oh my word! You ready for the top three in past 10 games played? Chet, Che, Isaiah Hardenstein.
That doesn't
yep.
shock me.
And then what? Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks.
Oh gosh.
Donovan Mitchell's 8, dude. I don't understand how.
He's on the floor a lot with...
Yeah. And then J-Dub.
Yeah, and then Şengün, and then Caruso. So, yeah, the two best defenses in the NBA round out 8 out of the top 10 spots.
Yeah. Yep.
For those who don't remember, the Thunder were playing without a center for 2 weeks. And I think they lost 2 games.
I'll go... It's based on your reaction...
J-Dub was playing some center.
Yeah, it's...
Unreal.
When based on your reaction, I like Bridges. I don't love Bridges for my team. I think I'm going Jalen Johnson.
I like the pick.
And I'm putting him at my 4, and J-Dub can play the 3.
No Jimmy Butler.
So I have J-Dub at my 3 and Jalen Johnson at my 4.
The Jimmy Butler disrespect is crazy.
Dude, he's had the next 3 games off for conditioning purposes. The frick does that even mean?
Jalen Johnson.
What does that mean?
He's just getting traded.
Like, I don't understand.
32% sucks from 3. What's up with him?
What?
Dang, his PR is great.
What did you say?
Shooting 26% from 3.
Oh, my word. That's why I have LaMelo chucking up 3s. What, like...
Sorry. He's never been above 30... 35.
He yeah, but that's why he's a power, like a true power forward. He's a in the paint defensive guy.
I don't know. I'll have to look at the more advanced stats on him. I don't like what I'm saying.
I don't watch the Hawks that much, so I don't.
I do, because Trae Young is a lot of fun.
I hate
sucks
him.
Sucks he's not getting drafted.
He should get drafted, but.
Ty needs
a. Dude, I like the Jalen Johnson pick. Were you just faking the excitement out of
it? No, I saw the. His base stats.
Dude, he's shooting 500 from the field.
Yeah, 32% from behind the line.
Dude, I don't it's need him to shoot numbers. From... Oh, my gosh. I don't need him to shoot... Yeah, Tyrese is a point guard.
I'm going to pick Trey Murphy over him.
Dang, I should... Is it bad having second thoughts not picking Trey Young over Kyrie?
You mean Kyrie over Trey?
Or, sorry, Kyrie over Trey, yeah.
Yeah, probably so. But that's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. I have one.
All right. I still don't know how he's... Yeah, I mean,
I could be starting Grady Dick in 3 positions and win still. So,
I'm gonna go with Şengün. Still don't know why he.
Well, you already have a center.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cat.
He's a small guy.
So we're playing Şengün at forward.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
You want to talk about a guy who sucks from behind the arc? Holy moly!
There's a reason they call him Baby Jokic.
Dude, there's no way you're crapping on the Jalen Johnson pick for 3-point shooting, and then you're taking Şengün to play your 4.
Okay, one's a way better creator for his team.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, there's no way you're actually comparing the 2 right now.
I'm not. Şengün's a better player, but you can't tell me if you're going to play him at the 4 that he's a better 4 than Jalen Johnson is.
Yes, he is. I don't think it's particularly close.
So I need a forward.
I'm disappointed with my team. The Anthony Edwards Wemby turnaround was kind of a heartbreaker. Yeah, and then honestly, the KD LeBron James was somewhat
nail,
even more heartbreaking.
Nail in the coffin, because LeBron can play the 5 if you really needed him to.
I was really expecting to get something there.
He needed the Dennis Rodman pull and just never had it.
So is it bad that I'm somewhat considering Brandon Miller?
Horrible.
Is it really? Because I think Brandon Miller's playing great basketball.
Yeah, when LaMelo's not on the court.
This is when we're done with this conversation. Just right now.
Dude, I actually think he's playing good ball this year.
When
LaMelo's
not on the court.
Options.
Jake, when Mikal and OG,
I'm not picking DeMar. He's not gonna fit my team.
Well. Would you rather have Grady Dick over Brandon Miller?
Yes.
I'm considering. I'm considering it.
That's crazy.
It's Grady Dick shooting. How often can we say?
Grady actually, Dick? Okay, yeah, you guys are right. I mean, I do have Bridges, OG still available.
I mean, Paul George is still available too. 40-31. He's done more podcasts since being a Sixer than playing games for the Sixers.
Should I have taken Bridges? No, because Bridges is I feel like Bridges is too...
Bridges is better than Johnson.
He is, but for my team...
They're the same player archetype. And he does more defensively.
He's not as tall, though.
All right, you know what? No, that's crazy. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I actually thought about picking Desmond Bane over OG Anunoby, and that's just stupid. I'm picking OG Anunoby.
All right, head coaches. Can we do, like, retired players that would make good head coaches?
No, how about we just do current coaches?
Okay, your assistant could be a retired player.
Yeah, you have first pick.
Mike ahead. Brown. No, I meant.
All right, go ahead.
Hold up, I'm looking NBA coaches ranked.
Are you serious?
Dude, I already know who I'm picking.
There's a clear and obvious choice.
I literally know who I'm picking.
Is there a clear and obvious choice? Yes. I feel like I'm going to screw this up then, guys.
In the playoffs, he's just God.
It's so...
All right, I'll take Eric Spoelstra.
Okay. Oh, my word. Dude.
Has taken some poverty teams to the promised land.
There's no one else.
Get that man on an actual team.
Eric, Jimmy is getting traded, now I'm thinking about it. Who needs three games rest for condition purposes? Where is he going? Is he going to, like, the Warriors?
I mean, that's the only team.
Unless
Miami somehow takes Bradley Beal's contract on, which is
stupid. He's ludicrous. Does he have 3 years left on that deal?
Yeah, and he's got a no-trade clause.
Listen, I hated the Bradley Beal signing from the day it happened, and I hate it now.
All right, Ty. Head coach. I got my guy. Oh, my gosh, dude.
Doc Rivers.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm taking Mark Daigneault.
And I'm taking Steve Kerr.
All right. Read out the teams.
Yeah, so.
Whoa, we got to pick our assistants.
No.
All right, I'm here.
No.
Retired NBA player that would make a good assistant coach.
I literally have three.
Jake, who's your pick?
Retired NBA player that would be a good assistant coach. Kyle Korver.
Someone look up what Kyle Korver's doing now.
He's probably a used car salesman or something. Dude, no, you're disrespecting Hawks legend Kyle Korver. And Sixers legend, mind you. Sixers legend Kyle Korver.
He played in 2019. Were you chirping?
He was still on the Cavs or something like that.
All right, he's not retired yet, but Kevin Love.
I'm looking at his personal life.
Who's his wife?
Juliet Richardson.
I'm not putting it. I don't.
She's a singer?
I wish Chris Paul would retire because he'd be great.
Oh my gosh. He's got to get a job in the NBA.
Yeah, he should take over for Portland because Chauncey Billups does not cut it.
He sucks. Oh, wait. No, he's not retired. I was going to take LeBron. He'd be my coach, too.
you have to wait another 7 years.
Yeah.
You got anyone, Ty? You wanted to do this.
Yeah, Ty.
I can't think of anyone.
I mean, no one's being Kyle Korver, so.
I got it.
Yeah.
Lucas Scott.
Okay. All All right, and that's the pod.
One trio, baby. No, for real, I'm taking...
Oh, we should read off the teams.
I will, when Blaine is done telling us his assistant coach here. Assistant.
Well, Ty Sauce goes to.
I don't know.
I'm still sticking with Kyle Korver, so...
It's a good pick.
Yeah.
I just legitimately can't.
Thank I'm you going Luol Deng. Oh my. He'll get a contract extension and get fired the next day and get paid a lot of money for doing nothing.
I'm taking Cam Thomas.
I'm going Scottie Pippen.
All right.
I'm going Scottie Pippen as my assistant coach.
What an L
take. Dennis Rodman.
Picking an old head, and all they care about is...
You see DeSean Jackson got a head coaching job?
Delaware State.
Yeah, he's gonna throw his clipboard at the refs.
My uncle was building a fire last night, and my dad read it off. He goes like, "Did you say DeSean Jackson?
He's gonna get
dude should be in jail right now. He's not coaching a college team.
He's gonna whip those boys. They're gonna win, and he's gonna make them sprint." All right, so here is the 2025 NBA offseason podcast rosters. For Team Jake, we have at point guard, the greatest of all time, LeBron James.
Yo.
At shooting guard, Anthony Edwards.
Stop.
Small forward, top 10 scorer of all time, Kevin Durant.
Yo.
Power forward, Victor Wembanyama.
Will be goat.
Center, Nikola Jokic.
Will be goat.
At guards, we have Devin Booker, Kyrie Irving. Forwards, Franz Wagner and OG Anunoby. And at center, Evan Mobley.
Coach.
And our head coach will be Steve Kerr.
That's kind of gross. Can you take pictures of these and then send them to me?
Yeah.
Coach Tyler's team, featuring a team of no defense.
Not Coach Tyler, but you're the GM.
Yeah, you got Mark D, dude.
I'm going to get fired pretty quickly after constructing this team.
This guy's Daryl Morey.
I got SGA, Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum, Karl-Anthony Towns, Jaren Jackson Jr., Steph Curry, Donovan Mitchell, Scottie Barnes, Alperen Şengün, Chet Holmgren, and I got Mark Daigneault coaching my team. Which, if anybody can do it, it's Mark Daigneault.
I'll be Eric Spoelstra, actually. All right, give me your computer so I can read it off. All right. General Manager and CFO, Jack Blanda, coming in with his team. So, I can't make a switch, can I? Because I really want Bridges now. Okay. At point guard, we have... Damian Lillard. Damian Lillard.
He's running.
At the two, we got Luka. Three, Jaylen Brown. Four, Giannis. Five, 80. My sixth man of the year is LaMelo Ball. Shooting guard, Cade. Forward, J-Dub. Forward, Jalen Johnson. Center, Rudy Gobert. Head coach, Eric Spoelstra.
Eric Spoelstra's loving that team.
Oh my gosh, he's going to town with that.
He's gonna love Jaylen Brown probably the most out of all of them.
He's closing lineup.
He'll form Jalen Johnson into like some like perennial like yeah. All pro.
He's gonna make Rudy Gobert be like Bam somehow shooting mid range.
No, Chris Bosh. Are you kidding me?
Oh yeah. His closing lineups are Luka, Brown, J Dub, Giannis, and AD, and he's just torching teams on defense.
Yeah, J-Dub's a sleeper pick for Blandon.
I love me some J-Dub.
I would like to say I am proud of drafting an 82-0 team. because, respectfully, and you know, you guys can tell us who has the best team.
But we took pictures, we sent them, yeah, it'll be on the post.
I don't even think it's an argument. So, but maybe it is.
I don't know how you stop Wemby and Jokic.
I will.
on top of Kevin Durant and LeBron.
This time next year, I will have Cooper Flagg inserted in my team because I will have the first overall.
Dude, can we stop winning? I want the Sixers to get him so bad.
So, Cooper Flagg will be on my team after these teams were drafted.
Bro, you know like the Wizards in Utah exist, right?
Dude, we were on the same page as Utah and the Wizards to start off the year.
Yeah, but now you're not.
Yeah, no,
everyone's healthy.
Like 4 games ahead of them. It's almost
impossible. Dude, can you imagine Cooper Flagg in Utah? Gosh. I feel so bad for top prospects sometimes.
I mean, perfect for him. A white man in Utah?
Right into Walker Kessler.
A white man in Utah. It's a perfect way to go.
Can you imagine him in D.C.?
Why do you think Donovan Mitchell left?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Cleveland isn't much better.
Cleveland's 26-4 for no reason.
It shocks me they have 4 losses on the year. I mean, Kenny Atkinson's a great coach.
Their second round.
To who?
I don't know. New York's probably getting the 4, Milwaukee is.
In the 6?
You don't think that we... Okay.
No, no, I'm saying they would lose to the Knicks.
Yeah, but I don't think the Knicks are going to end up a 4 seed.
I don't know who's the 3rd seed right now.
The Knicks.
Oh. Yeah, probably not.
What are the...
It's Cavs, Boston, Knicks, Magic.
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's going to take the 4 seed, but the way... Dude.
We'll probably end like 6. Sixers.
Can I... make an argument that we'll have a top 2 seed?
It's...
The hard schedule's out of the way. Look who we're look at our schedule the rest of the way. We're not playing anyone.
Yeah, but injuries will come. Because you have Thibodeau.
All right, so injuries will come.
You guys should hire.
Not that they already haven't come.
You guys, it sounds like you guys need Kyle Korver.
Oh, are we playing our exit song, putting on the post? No ads. Dave McCormick runs this.
Oh, Dave. Dave McCormick.
Shout out the legend for just running Bob Casey straight out of. I
did vote for you, Dave McCormick.
I also voted for Dave McCormick.
Dave, I'll shoot you an email. Let's get you on the show.
Dude, can you imagine a whole political.
If we have Dave McCormick on the podcast, I think. I'd rather have Dave McCormick than.
LeBron James.
Joel Embiid, probably.
Oh, yeah, easily. Frick Joel. Trade him. Trade him. Trade him.
I mean, they should, but they won't.
Nope, they will not. And trade Paul George while we're at it, because he's hopeless.
Yeah, no one's trading for him, so.
All right, I'm here.
Yep, he's going to... We got rid of a top 5 bomb contract, and we just signed a new
top
one.
Top 5 one. Yeah,
all right, we ready to wrap this up?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate you. We love you. See you next time. I'm gonna tell you.